Back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, here on a Wednesday morning. We're talking with Superintendent of Geary County Schools, Dr. Reginald Eggleston, about what's happening in the district. And I want to make a quick correction on the football game that's happening this Friday night. I think Dr. Eggleston misspoke there in the last segment.
It's just going to be against Washburn Rural. So I think I said Washington Rural, so excuse me for that error. But yeah, we're excited again about the ball game and expecting a tremendous turnout for it. So looking forward to watching all of our students perform.
All right, absolutely. Well, we're obviously excited about that. One thing that we're hoping to see trend downward is COVID-19 in schools. And I know a lot of schools are fighting that battle to the best of their abilities here and fighting quarantines and so, you know, that stuff. It's kind of different in each school district here in our area so far. I know I was covering the Manhattan school board meeting last week, and they extended their mask policy another few weeks. You guys have a mask policy, I know, in place. Where is that situation here as we stand at the towards the end of September?
Well, at this present moment, we still have all of our mitigating procedures in place. We're doing everything we can to keep everyone safe. We will have a discussion with the Board of Education on October the 4th about continuing the wearing of masks. And when we talk about masks, we really, unfortunately, we single it out. It's really one of many things we're doing in order to keep everyone safe from the distancing that we're asking individuals to exercise when they're inside as far as groups, to hand sanitizing, to the cleaning of our facilities. It's just one of many procedures or measures that are in place, again, to keep everyone safe so that we can keep our schools open. As you know, last year, we were one of very few schools that were able to have in-person school from the start until the end of the year. And that's something that we feel very good about. So we believe we understand what it takes to keep our schools open. We know that there have been several schools and districts across the state that have actually had to close for several days. And so we've done everything in our power again just to keep our facilities open, keep teachers safe, and keep our students safe.
It's such a challenge too. And I know that it's not always the cases that happens, the quarantines. I remember last week when I was covering a school board meeting, I had about 140 quarantines in one district, and that becomes a challenge here, especially since you don't have the option like you did last year to, you know, shift to a remote for a longer period of time for students. So I'm curious, what's your quarantine numbers like, and also your positive cases? Do you have a dashboard online?
I don't have it online, but we have what is called a COVID-19 meeting every Monday and Friday where we look at our data and we look at attendance. We look at the number who are in our test to stay program. Our test to stay program is actually what's helping us keep students in school. If a student is a close contact, he or she can be tested every single day for 6 days. If that individual is negative each day, each individual day, they can remain in school, participate in activities. However, once they finish school activities, they have to return home and quarantine. It doesn't give them a free pass to go to different restaurants or things of that nature. But that has been helping us, and we have that implemented throughout all of our schools district-wide.
How has that been met with by parents? Have you had any pushback on that?
Actually, we've had some parents who don't want their children to go through it. And then the majority, because they know they want to be in school, have taken advantage of it. So I would say the majority of parents I think anytime you have a program, something of that magnitude, you're going to always have some who may not wish to participate. That's okay. Those students are quarantined. Once they finish their quarantine, then they return back. We've really tried to make the topic of COVID-19 less and less of the forefront and more on being in school and taking advantage of the opportunities that exist. COVID-19 is here, is a part of the environment that we find ourselves in. And I think we're just going to have to learn to navigate through it until we either get to the herd immunity, which is 80-85%, or until it disappears. And I'm not so certain that's going to be the case either. So I think it's just becoming now a natural part of the environment, and we're just learning to, again, be safe and do the work that we need to do, which is educate our children and support our families.
All right. Very good. Well, we'll leave it at that on that topic there. But as far as some other things going on in the school district, do you you want to talk about anything going on at any of the other schools? We know we talked about the high school and some of the schools on post there.
Well, we had two young people who this past weekend were good citizens and will be recognized. They actually saved two young people who were drowning in one of our local swimming pools. And so those individuals will be recognized. We have a student from Washington Elementary and Junction City Middle School. So really pleased and proud of their citizenship and just being heroes and being role models to other students and families in the community. So just really pleased with all that our students do. We have some fantastic students, very supportive families, and just really fortunate to be able to be in an environment where people value education and what the school system brings to the table.
Man, well, that's great. They're going to be honored at the next school board meeting, I take it?
We're working on that. At this present moment, recognitions are taking place at their individual schools. So we're going to see if we can schedule them in, if not this month, next month.
Okay, very good. That's great. Good to hear. And you don't hear stories like that all the time, but when you do, it really puts it into perspective for you. As far as I know, we've talked a lot of different school districts struggling with just a lot of openings. Do you have a lot of openings still as far as teachers or bus drivers? I know bus drivers have been a shortage everywhere, it seems like.
Well, there's been a shortage of personnel in almost every category, but we have been slowly but surely continuing to recruit, continuing to market the district, and we're filling some positions as we go along. We set a goal to try to, by the end of October, to have any and all vacancies filled. And so the principals are doing a great job working through our HR department in order to interview and provide some needed names. So I think we're all just going through the same thing and trying to find strong, qualified individuals who we can put in front of our young people and also place in support roles throughout the district.
All right, very good. I don't think I have any other topics here that I had on my list. Do you have anything else you want to share this morning before we wrap things up?
Well, again, just excited about the start of a good new year and a good year. Our staff have been working hard to continue to provide a quality education, and just excited about what's to come. We're making our state assessments a priority. Just sent an email out to everyone yesterday highlighting last year's results and looking at what steps, action steps we need to put in place in order to make some improvements in those areas. And at the most recent board meeting, I'll close on this, Board of Education finalized our 5-year strategic plan. And so we're moving forward with that now as well.
All right. And if you people want to go back and check those out, I know you archive those online, I think on the YouTube channel, if I'm not mistaken.
That is correct. So they can go back and look at those.
Okay. Very good. Well, Dr. Eggleston, it's always good to chat with you. Hope you guys have an exciting Friday night here with the opening of that stadium. That's going to be a lot of fun. And I'll see you in a couple weeks out there at the grand opening of the school.
We look forward to seeing you, and be safe, and we'll just see you on October the 9th.
All right, sounds good. That's going to wrap up our show here for this morning. Thanks to Dr. Eggleston and John Cox and Cliff Williams earlier this morning. Coming up tomorrow, we've got our guests from Pawnee Mental Health and the K-State Department of Communications. Dr. Timothy Schaefer will join us here. He's the director of the Institute for Civic Discourse and Democracy. Dave?